I don't know a smarter way to say this, but I hate money. Like I hate money. I don't know. I think I said this before. I said this on my YouTube video, but I don't know if I said it in my last podcast. But I truly 1,000,000% believe that money is a weapon of oppression. Because if you're gonna assign because value isn't assigned by like some random code or something. Value is assigned by some person. You know what I mean? Value is assigned by a dude. It's assigned by a person. And because it's assigned by a person, that person can just simply say, you know what? I don't think poor people should have stuff. You know what I mean? And it's like that's all it can take. So I'm kind of annoyed at the fact that somebody basically said poor people shouldn't have things. So let's just keep the price going up so that poor people can't get things. And I don't think that that's fair, man. I don't think that that's right. I don't think that that's like a way to go about the situations that is being provided for us, man. And I'm aggravated about it. I'm aggravated because, like I said, this is what money does now, man. It's a crippling, you know. For some, it's power, absolute power. You can do whatever you want with it. But for others, it's a complete opposite. It's the biggest handicap on the planet. Imagine, I mean, you can't do anything without money. Like nothing. And it's just. So I was having a discussion with the guy that I know. And this dude, he's a capitalist. He's very like pro money. He's very pro value and stuff like that. And I don't believe in value anymore. I don't believe in value. I don't believe in value because like you're not gonna seriously because you can't convince me that you can't convince me that a rich guy or a hedge fund investor or like some kind of like you can't convince me that a rich guy is more valuable than like a teacher or a nurse or a cook. You know what I mean? Like one of the few things I kind of really one of the things that I really don't like is this idea that a person who flips burgers shouldn't make as much as a like they shouldn't make as much as a brain surgeon. That's what he said. He was like, a burger flipper shouldn't make as much as a brain surgeon because it takes a lot of, it takes a lot more, knowledge to know how to do that instead of to do brain surgery than it does to flip a burger. To which, does it? Because you can cook food, you can cook food to a certain temperature. And like you can cook food if you cook food, if I'm not mistaken, at a certain temperature, at a certain time, if you don't know the content, if you don't know specifically what to do, like first off, cooking food is a science. You know what I mean? It's chemistry at the end of the day. Well, it's chemistry, it's physics, it's all types of stuff. You know what I'm saying? You have to like make sure that you don't burn the food. You have to make sure that you have to be able to cook the food with the same consistency, the same color, the same thing every time. You have to be able to do that every time. I'm not saying that like and I'm not saying that being a brain surgeon doesn't require as much as I'm not saying that neither of these things or but both of these people doing this job is more important than a business CEO who literally doesn't have to do anything but somehow makes like a copious amount of money in comparison to both of them. You see what I'm saying? Is like that person, like the you shouldn't be being upset at the burger flipper, as you call them. You shouldn't be getting mad at them. You should be getting mad at the fact that there's a guy out there right now who is earning 100 times more money than both of these people combined, and that guy does nothing. Absolutely nothing. He just sits on his laurels and watch everybody else do the work. And that person is going to make somehow more money than the people who's working for him. Like, ain't no, like, you know, at no point will I ever believe that, like, you know, if we have to, if we, there's a stupid belief, in my opinion, that, that rich people are just somehow these elite members of society that just, like, you know, you gotta kind of show them some kind of respect because they got to where they are by, like, being just somehow better than normal people or something. And I don't believe in that. And, you know, it might be because of my hatred for rich people. It might just be because of my hatred for money. But I just, you can't convince me that, like, a rich person is somehow more valuable than a poor person, because Donald Trump has proven that rich people are at least moderately incompetent. You know what I mean? Like, you can't, like, Elon Musk. Once again, like, I always go back to Elon Musk buying a website, buying Twitter for $44 billion, man. $44 billion just to buy a website. This dude is supposed to be like he's supposed to be like a genius inventor or something. And he bought a website. He didn't go out and actually, like, he didn't bake a website. He bought one. Like, who does that, man? It's like, if I didn't know how to do something, I would buy something because I didn't know how to create it. This dude apparently can create, or has been known to create, and he just didn't create. I actually got into a discussion on Instagram, but don't worry, it's not as bad as it sounds. I actually got into a discussion on Instagram with a guy about this. Like, you know, how come Elon Musk didn't, you know, just make his own website? And this dude was like, well, you know, Elon Musk has gotten a lot of support from, you know, the right-wing people. So it's like, if he made a website, he will only attract, like, right-wing people. He wouldn't attract that big of an audience. And I'm just like, that's the most self-aware stuff I ever heard, honestly. So, you know, it's like, he was right-wing. Like, the guy who was explaining it to me, he was right-wing. And I don't even think he was actually intending on trying to be as self-aware. I think he was trying to say what he was saying for a different reason. But ultimately, it just came out like, well, his site would only be would be full of Republicans. And, well, we don't really like each other that much either. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I found that to be a little hilarious. So it's, I mean, it's like, wow, that's self-awareness, brother. I get it, I guess. It's nighttime. I just got off work. So, I am a little tired, so I might cut this short. I do think that I'll work tomorrow. Wait, hold on. Do I work tomorrow? Give me a second. Give me one moment here. I gotta check this. Because I don't even know if I work tomorrow or not. I don't think I do, but let's be sure. Hold on. Nope. I do not. Okay. I guess they just reconsidered. I don't know. But yeah, I hate money though. I hate the death grip that it has on. I hate the death grip that it has on me and my family and my friends and people that I know and love and honor and care about. I don't like the idea that people. What's what I'm looking for? I don't like the idea that, you know, like, oppression is somehow justified because, well, the people who are being oppressed just need to stop being oppressed, you know, that kind of thing. You know what I mean? I don't like the idea that, because that's kind of how this guy sees it. And the conversation that we had, it just made me a little, like, you know, it made me question our friendship because he's a, you know, like I say, first off, he's a capitalist. Like, you know, like my whole thing is that like if you're going to be a capitalist, you know what I mean? Like if you're going to be a capitalist, just know that there's going to be people who's not going to agree with your, you know, capitalistic beliefs. It's like, you know, so it's like if it's like I feel like, but he's more along the, he's, you know, he's like 12 or he's like he's kind of young, which I just also find a little like, you know, he's young and he's obnoxious. He kind of just has this idea that, you know, oh, I have this business, I'm going to become really successful, you know, I can act as obnoxious as I want. And I'm just like, you know, and it's like, I don't know him well enough to like sort of be like, yeah, okay, pal. But it's just like part of me just really hopes, like, I don't hope that he fails. I don't want anything bad to genuinely happen to him, because like while he is ignorant, he's still, you know, he's still a person, you know, he's still a human being. And I don't want him, and he's not like a malicious human being, he's just a little obnoxious. But the thing that really kind of bummed me out about this guy is that, like, you know, he's a capitalist simply because he has a business that racks him up a certain amount of money. And it's just like, and the thing that kind of annoys me, like, about this guy is that, like, you know, it's not his business. But like, you know, it's like, I work for it, I make enough money, I hire people for it, it's my business. You know, he's that guy. And I don't want to break the guy's heart. I don't want to tell him, you know, like, I feel bad telling him, you know, hey man, that's not, it's not your business, you know? But yeah. So I'm saying, though, he's a, like I said, he's a capitalist, and he's like, you know, he believes in value. He believes that, you know, some people, like, my idea about value is, the reason why I don't believe in value is because in this country, in America, you know, like, being a hedge fund investor is somehow a job worth overpaying for in comparison to being a teacher. You know what I mean? Like, you can't seriously sit here and tell me that a hedge fund manager is more valuable than a teacher. And because I don't want to believe that, and because I genuinely don't want to believe that, you know, it's like, but I think the thing that really kind of annoys me is, not only do I not want to believe that, but that is the message that's kind of being hoisted upon everybody. It's like, these people, the rich elites, are the most important people in the world. That's why they have so much money, because they're so important and they're so valuable. And it's like, and I'm just like, Donald Trump once said that, you know, windmills kill whales and birds. Elite, huh? Whatever, man. But yeah, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in value. I don't like money. I'm getting a little sleepy, so I'm just going to go ahead and call it a night. I hope what I said made sense. Y'all be easy.